The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. We finally have, after 8 years of White House usurpation, an American-born citizen as president-elect. We finally have a president who will salute our flag instead of standing with arms limp when our national anthem is played. But beyond the observance of those important symbols, what can we now expect? If Donald Trump keeps his word to the American people, and he's certainly been no shining example of moral rectitude, but if he will keep his word to the American people, we'll have at least one Supreme Court judge and hopefully several which will be a true constitutionalist appointed to the court. We'll strengthen our military and give them the weapons they need. If Mr. Trump keeps his word, our policemen will be honored and once again unshackled to enforce constitutional law instead of Sharia or socialist law. Illegal immigration will become a treacherous mountain path instead of the superhighway it's been for years. We can expect American industry to recover from years of suffocating socialist regulation. But remember, Mr. Trump has no political record. Therefore, we cannot be sure he'll do any of the things he promised. So what strengths and weaknesses can we expect to surface in Mr. Trump? His greatest strength will be his fierce independence if he can couple it with his learning to respect the common man to whom he's been introduced in this campaign. The biggest obstacle he will face in this will be himself. Can he humble himself and listen to other God-fearing leaders and consider what they say about the biblical purpose, structure, and spirit in which government is to operate? And he has no government experience, but now finds himself in the highest government position on earth. Can he learn to work together with true leaders like Ted Cruz in the Senate, Stephen King and Louis Gohmert in the House? Will he now at least acknowledge, or perhaps even submit to, Jesus Christ, his Creator, and the Bible as the rule book for civil government? These are all unanswered questions. Thus, the one thing we can be absolutely certain of is that the praying and repentance on the part of God's people which allowed him to deliver us from the elitist Hillary Clinton must now be continued with the same intense desperation it knew in the campaign. God has, in his great mercy, given us a beachhead from which to push back the socialist structure they've erected. It will not be easy. It will be a battle like we've never imagined to return education to the parents in local communities, and that is the route used by the socialists to enslave us. Regaining the understanding that government is only for the purpose of protecting the God-given rights of life, liberty, and property of each citizen will be a long and difficult struggle. Changing the socialist mindset that business people are, quote, out to get you, and replacing it with a courageous mindset that says, I can win in the business world, will take decades to achieve. But God, in His mercy, has extended an opportunity to restore these original foundations that made America the greatest nation in world history. The question is, will we, the people of God, continue to pray with that same desperate intensity that He will both teach us how and give us the courage to do these things? He says to us, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Will you now call on Him for yourself, your children, and our new government servants to have His wisdom? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It.